Hi everyone, Sane Main here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Glenn, and here's what he has to say. Hi Sane Main, all this goes back to when I was a child. I remember sitting on the floor with the other kids around the teacher on her chair. I remember her opening her legs. She had no underwear on. To me, this looked like a crazy hairy monster. I'm not totally sure if that's what caused my problem, but I'm sure that it didn't help. Through my life growing up, I became totally obsessed with Hooters. The bigger the better. Early on, I started playing the drums in a heavy metal band. I was nobody famous, but we would travel around the country playing nightclubs. I became a master of getting girls to suckle my schwing schwing. Sometimes a few a night, sometimes all at the same time. I once estimated I had roughly 3,000 to 4,000 different girls playing my flesh flute. I'm not proud of it now looking back, to be honest, but I would never bang any of them. Don't get me wrong, I've had sex with many girls, but would always prefer a good BJ over her vajayjay. Sex is about 5% and BJ's the rest. And many girls were cool to just do that and then to leave. But every once in a while I'd get with a girl that demanded that I smash her. I would put on my clothes and leave at that point. Even after I stopped playing music, I still carried on this preference decades later. I'm now 58, so it does not happen that often anymore, which I'm fine with, because I'd rather be alone most of the time. I had a few kind of long-term girlfriends along the way, but it always ended up with the same problem, that I didn't want to have sex with them as often as they wanted, and they always ended up cheating on me, and then we broke up. I had a girl I was kind of dating years ago for about 8 months. She came to me one day and said, "Do you realize that you never touched my vajayjay the whole time we've been together? She had great boobs though. I really just want to know if there are other men out there like me, that are not gay but love boobs, but just are not really into the vaginas." Well, Glenn, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I think your situation is more common than you think. The three things guys are most attracted to on women are her boobs, butt, and feet. Notice that her beef curtains are not on that list. For me, I'd put the face up in there, which is probably the most important characteristic for me. I get tension headaches if I'm not attracted to a woman's face and I'm with her. Don't ask me why. I also like a nice rack as well, and they have to be just right. A C or a D cup is preferred with large areolas and nice sized tips and a good contrasting color. I hate it when they point down drooping at the floor as if they're looking for pennies. Or if they're inverted, and then I try to make them uninverted. Women hate that and have told me that it's going to take surgery to get their turtle head teats to come out of their shell. I also used to like them big, plus I used to like a woman thicker. Today, however, a larger lass doesn't do it for me. They usually sweat profusely from simply the strain of putting porridge up from their plate to their pie holes. Their skin looks bad and they age a lot faster. At this point, if I was to date, which I have zero interest in, the women I would be with would be Skinny Sally instead of Fat Fiona. I'm also the opposite of you. For me, BJs are kind of boring. I'd push women away when they wanted to give those to me, and they would get self-conscious the other way. Women are awful in that they usually want all men to behave the same way, and they don't know what to do when a guy goes off of script. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to sit down and grab a handful of Hooters Clown World show. How I knew I liked bigger babes was when I watched some adult content and a woman had a big round belly down below. I remember saying to myself, that's what I want. That was a bigger turn on than a woman with a completely flat gut. Watching it jiggle made me tingle. You're asking me if it's all right to have a personal preference, and of course it is. I just shared mine. I also never thought about that before, that if a woman is into you, and you don't smash her as much as she wanted, that she'd start looking elsewhere. I never had that problem. The women I was with were always turned on and initiated sex with me often. That woman you were with for 8 months must have gotten a complex or something when you didn't want to suckle and smash her hairy beef curtains. Maybe she thought that you didn't find her clean, and that she must have been giving off the scent of eau de fromage, instead of the eau de toilette. Women compare how one man treats her versus another. If one guy goes cuckoo for vagina puffs, and the next guy doesn't, she starts to feel self-conscious. Or she starts thinking that there's something wrong with her. She doesn't think it's you. she oftentimes thinks it's her, especially once she shares her story with the girls. You become the guy that doesn't want to go down on Gina's Giner, and she's so pissed off that she wants to smack you upside the head and give you a shiner. On Ladies' Night Out, she brings it up, and the other girls start to suspect that you might be gay. And it doesn't matter that you've gotten thousands of women to play lollipop games with your loins. They all suspect that you must be into dudes or something. She might even bring it up and shame you all about it. A real man, according to her, focuses on a female's folds. If he doesn't, then he must not be a real man after all. Or some nonsense like that. I'm sure in the comments section under this video you're going to find guys that feel the same way that you do about women. That they don't like the odor of and look of fish-flavored tacos. There are tons of women out there that don't even like having sex, and for all intents and purposes, they're asexual. So just because you're a guy that doesn't like females' genitals doesn't make you a freak. In fact, in addition to feet, boobs, and butt, men are most attracted to the penises for some reason. Most specifically their own. So maybe you're just playing the part of Patrick Bateman and getting off on looking at yourself, having a mouth go up and down on you. I think that's definitely another possibility. This idea of what is normal and what isn't normal is something that women tend to focus on. As men, normal is where we are in our day-to-day life and what's normal for us. Plus, over time, our sexual preferences may also shift. Now I like women skinny and I don't really like them like I did before. Now I'm also asexual and before I wasn't. But what I do believe to be normal for men is that when most of us age, we just like to be left alone and not have anyone around us. We need our physical space and downtime to be sane and emotionally stable. Funny enough, women are the other way around. They need men around to feel safe and have emotional manpons to soak up their excess stress. I know that sounds pretty basic, but it is what it is. As for women with big milkers, of course, the bigger the better, because that means when we knock them up, we have a better chance of our offspring surviving due to greater lactation on their part. I think part of the issue that I spoke to you about over our emails, that I've never really creamed up a cooch before and don't want to, has to do with the idea that my subconscious always knew that the moment I knocked them up, I'd lose power over my life. So there was that mental block in my mind. You mentioned you also didn't do that. But unlike you, I wasn't traumatized by my first grade teacher in her Janet's jungle. Your teacher probably got off on the fact that grade school kids were looking at her down there. What kind of sick pedo teacher is that? That just shows me how different the late 60s and early 70s were. The kids in her classroom, none of them wanted to snitch on her snatch. She probably got off on the power she had, and it was the time of the hippies, so she probably thought that she was being a rebel or something, not thinking that her actions might give boys in her class a complex so they wouldn't be able to have quote-unquote real healthy sexual relationships later in life. She probably just cared about her own power trip and getting off, and you didn't receive an edumacation, you received abuse. Mind you, a lot of people saw their parents naked while they grew up and they were perfectly fine. Maybe you idealized your first grade teacher and she betrayed that trust, traumatizing you and the rest of the class. Then again, as I said earlier, it might just be nothing more than a preference. Most of the time we have no idea we like the things and people that we like, and we're turned on by them. I've always felt that for me, sex was never enough to fulfill me. Besides a lack of sexy time explosion and a vajayjay, I need both that and the adult content, or needed it, when I was basically in relationships. Today neither matter, but back then they did. Some guys would say they don't need to rub one out at all, and all they need is bedroom dancing with the woman. Others would say they don't need sex, but instead need to play with Pamela Harryhand, if you know what I mean. Everyone is different. As for the idea that bigger is better, at least most guys are getting that, as the majority of women in America will surely be obese, and a good portion of them will be morbidly obese. This is the age of boobies the size of basketballs, and the age of men's balls shriveling up to the size of sesame seeds due to all the soy. I don't really know for how much longer this craziness can go on. Recently, I've been studying the idea of transmaxing, and I've just coined a new term called dragmaxing, which YouTubers like Rinalli and Finster are doing right now. Both of those terms I just mentioned are pissing off the left and the right, because they disrupt the games that they're both playing. The left doesn't want guys identifying as females and taking advantage of their imaginary oppression. The right wants strong men that are masculine. I know I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, but with MGTOW, the left and the right hate us. And it's a pretty good sign that you're escaping your oppression when both sides that are fighting for control over your mind hate you and don't want anyone else to see what you're doing when you leave the bullshit games of politics that are basically set up for us to play. Glenn, women have set up certain types of behavior in men that's acceptable, and even now after all these years, they're still in your head with their prior programming getting you to question your motives. I hope that you become comfortable with who you are and realize that your preferences are no big deal, as men were the experimental petri dish of the species. We're more varied with our preferences and thinking than women are. They're oftentimes narrow-minded with what they like, and usually only like something because other people do as well. But enough of my ramblings. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Glenn for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you don't want to smash women in her slit, but instead you want your creamy doughboy filling in her pie hole. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45 US, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the boobies that droop so much in a woman's old age that they look like a couple of melting ice cream cones in the sun away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.